Jim Hanks is at the back of flight 1549, and we're trying to figure out now, Jim is, how to get back to the front of the plane. Is that what's going through your mind right now?
Yes, because the water was up to my neck, and I could feel it rising up toward my chin, and I thought I was going to drown. And I looked up above, and there was only about 8 or 10 inches of clearance to the ceiling, so I thought, well, I'm going to be dead within just a few minutes. And then I had what I thought were going to be my last thoughts, and three very distinct thoughts that I'll carry with me the rest of my days. First was, I thought of my wife, Sabina, and I thought, she's going to become a widow at a fairly young age. And that was a very sad thought. And the second thought was for my daughter, Maria, Dorothy, who was then only 4. And I thought, she's going to grow up without a father. Mm. And that was an even sadder thought. And then the third thought I had, which I thought was going to be just about the last thing I thought, was that Maria is only 4 years old, and she's never even going to remember me. Mm. And in a way, having those thoughts, I think, refocused me. They galvanized me. And I decided I don't want to die. I don't want to wait here to drown. I want to do something. So I began to kind of push and pull my way through this water that was now up to my chin, back into the aisle, pull myself forward, which is sort of like half walking, half swimming, half pulling.
If anybody's tried, try walking, not alone with water up to your chest, try walking with water at your waist. It's very difficult to walk through that.
Yeah, you know how long it takes to come out of the beach.
And you're not even realizing how cold the water is, are you?
It had not even registered on me. No, not at all.
Amazing.
So then I began moving forward. And as I did, even with the additional water coming up through the ruptured fuselage, the water level began going down. Hmm. And I realized what I had not realized before, which was this aircraft is sinking at an angle. And I'm in the lowest point.
Right, right.
So as I move forward, the water level going down, I thought, I can make it. I can get out.
Hmm. And what do you see ahead? You're looking ahead. Do you see anything?
Yeah, I was able then to look ahead because it was dark inside the aircraft. There was no power, of course, so no light. It was already getting, the light was fading at that time of January, in New York.
At dusk.
And I could see 2 forward exits open. The exit you come in, the exit on the opposite side, and no one was in the aircraft.
Mm,
no one was in the cabin.
You were the last one.
And, I thought to myself, well, I can make it. But I still want to get out of here as quickly as I can because there's so much water in the back of this aircraft that who knows?
It's going to start sinking.
It may start sinking perpendicularly,
right?
Which I later found out it could not have done.